country singer Jack Ingram just set the Guinness World Record for most consecutive interviews in a day. He did 215 in a single 24-hour period this past week, part of a campaign to promote his new record. It all started at 8 a.m. on Tuesday with KSCS in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Because today the album drops, your brand new album.
Yeah, I got a new record out today called Big Dreams, Nigh Hopes that I'm real proud of.
On and on it went, one interview after another. By 5:55 p.m. local time, Ingram was onto a station in Lexington, Kentucky, 92.9 The Bear.
You had to have your heart into it to spend this much time doing these interviews, just one right after the other.
Every time you have a record come out, you got to make the most of that opportunity. When the world's listening, you got to talk, man. So
and talk he did with radio stations across America and in parts of Europe and Australia. Finally, at 7:55 a.m. on Wednesday, his last interview with CMT Radio's Cody Allen.
Hey.
Cody, what's up, buddy?
Jack, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
First of all, I had a great night's sleep last night. I don't know, maybe 9 hours nonstop sleep. I feel great.
That's fantastic, man. I hope you die.
And 5 minutes later.
That's it. You're done.
Oh, you're
thanks for patient with me. See you next time.
215 interviews, 24 hours, and now number 216. Jack Ingram is on the line with us from the road between Reno and Las Vegas. Mr. Ingram, how's your throat?
That's actually held up very well. I'm surprised. You know, I figured I would lose my vocals or whatever, but actually I've done a couple shows and everything's holding up.
Now, let me get this straight. You didn't sleep at all during that 24-hour period, right?
I had a little bit of a break between midnight and 3 a.m., I took off the headset and didn't do any interviews and laid down for a little bit.
And Mr. Ingram, I understand you did all of this under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, they set up a little tent and a nice couch and a little stage. They kind of made a little spectacle of it.
I got to admit, when I think country music, I don't think Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, I was laughing because every time they'd start the interview, they'd be like, so you're in a tent under the Brooklyn Bridge. I was like, yeah, exactly where my mom said I'd be if I went into the music business.
So, I mean, you must have heard the same question over and over and over again. Did any questions actually catch you off guard?
Not really. The only questions that I didn't really have an answer for was, you know, what's the question people are asking you the most? And I was like, well, this one asked. One you just asked.
When you were a kid, did you ever have any ambitions to set, you know, like the high jump world record or the 100-meter dash world record?
No. But I was very aware of the Guinness World Record book. I mean, I think most kids are at some point. It was always kind of a fun thing, like, yeah, man, that'd be cool to have a Guinness World Record. I just had no idea. I mean, I wasn't going to be the world's tallest man or...
Or the guy with the longest mustache or fingernails. Remember that one?
Fingernails always comes to mind. I don't even know if they have this one anymore because of, you know, I always learned about smoking, but remember the guy?
Oh, the guy with the cigarettes in his mouth. Oh, yeah.
The cigarettes in his mouth.
Country singer Jack Ingram just set a world record for most interviews in a 24-hour period. He did 215, and he did it in support of his album Big Dreams and High Hopes. Jack Ingram, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I've been a fan of the show for a long time, so it's a pleasure to be here.
Let's hear a little bit of one of the tracks off the record. This is called Barefoot and Crazy.
Break out my old guitar, sing fishing in the dark, baby. Take a little sip, we'll take a little dip and sleep in the bed of my Chevy. Going barefoot and